Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. We're here live to address your questions and real-life issues by phone, and we invite your calls to 1-800-677-9377. For something you'd like to talk about, call now, 800-677-9377. You know, the Word of God reveals true freedom and life in Jesus Christ. We invite you to listen and take part. You'll see how the basic gospel intersects with your life every day. Hear it, believe it, live it. It's basic gospel. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. This is New Covenant Month at Basic Gospel. Yesterday we read a passage out of 2 Corinthians 3. I think it's the signature passage in the New Testament about the New Covenant. And then there's Hebrews 8 and 9 and 10 that talk about the details. But here we get the specifics of what the new covenant is for. And Paul wrote this, he has made us competent as ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter. And when he says the letter, he's speaking of that Mosaic covenant. He was fully aware of that Mosaic covenant. He studied it. He knew every detail about that Mosaic covenant. He just missed the purpose of it. He thought that old covenant was to give him life. But he found out that the old covenant killed him spiritually, actually just identified for him his spiritual condition. And so that's why he writes, not of the letter, but of the spirit, for the letter kills. That's what happened in Paul's life. And when that purpose, that spiritual purpose of the law is carried out in our lives, we come to a point and we recognize that we too are dead spiritually. Well, at that point, what's your need? Life. That's where this new covenant comes in. But the Spirit gives life. Yesterday on this broadcast at the end of the program, Joshua from El Paso called, and he was struggling with his belief system and what he grew up, and he was starting to question it, and he was calling to get answers that he could take back to his family and to those folks he grew up with and to say, hey, here's what the Bible has to say about that. We couldn't finish his conversation on the air, but I had the privilege of talking to him off the air, and we started talking about the new covenant. We started talking about Jesus. We started talking about the fact that Jesus came to give life, and guess what happened? The Spirit of God gave Joshua life yesterday. He crossed over from death to life. It was one of the most glorious, wonderful conversations. We got to the end, and I suggested that he pray, and we went through. You know, there's this great passage in Romans that says, if you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, and if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you are saved. And it was so obvious that that was a reality in his life. And he said, yes, I do believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. And yes, I do believe that Jesus is Lord. And we had the opportunity to express that faith through prayer. And we went through and I said something like, Lord Jesus, thank you that you've died for my sins and that I'm a forgiven person. And as he started to say that, just you could just hear or feel his eyes welling up with tears and starting to flow down his cheeks. There was just something so moving about that truth in his life. Yeah. And that's what this new covenant is all about. It's a covenant of life. It's a covenant that is ministered by the Spirit of God. And the first thing the Spirit will always do in a person's life is give life, to raise them from the dead spiritually. And that was a wonderful time yesterday that we had with Joshua in El Paso. Yeah. So we have a new brother in Christ, a new member of the body of Jesus Christ. That's good news.
That is. That is good stuff right there. And this is Basic Gospel. Thanks for finding it on your radio dial, everybody. We want you to be a part of it. If you have a question or something you'd like to discuss, give us a call right now. Open lines 1-800-677-9377. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada. 1-800-677-9377.
Thanks, Bob. We're going to go to Yonkers and talk with Don, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Don.
How you doing, Bob and Richard? Man, this is a great, great show. And moving and inspiring things are always being done in the body of Christ. And the lady who called and another gentleman who called, and you get a lot of callers who will say, well, I need to go to a church, and you recommend the church. But what's more important is that we as individuals know the basic gospel that you're proclaiming and the basic gospel itself. When you receive Christ as Lord and Savior, he says he doesn't leave you. He brings the comforter to you. That comforter is also your tutor. And you must not wait for Sunday to go to a church and be confined to a building and listen to a pastor who gets up and speaks. And I've been to many churches and I've been disappointed. You will never get disappointed as the Holy Spirit, as your tutor. You will become empowered and you will find the grace and the power and the glory of God within your house. Your individual house where you live within your soul and your spirit, you will find him there because he will come to live within you. And you will know beyond a shadow of a doubt that he is there. And then you'll go, you can find him just as well in the church building as well, but you must have that. And then you can go anywhere on the face of the earth. You can stand up on your feet and you can say, I am. And when you're saying I am, you're not saying that anything for your ego. You're saying like Moses, like God said to Moses, tell him that I am sent you. You're saying I am in Christ Jesus. This is where I live. This is my truth. There's nothing on the face of the earth that's more glorious and more powerful than this. And I'm singing the praises of his name. His name is Jesus. He is the truth, the way, and the life. And that's all you need. And as we get together and we share our gifts and we share our passions that he has given us, we praise and honor and glorify his name and know that there's nothing on the face of the earth here in the hereafter that's better and that's more beautiful than that. Thank you, brothers, for that courtesy. I just set myself on fire.
I think he did that, Don.
Yes, well, Don, just insightful comments, and I appreciate your passion, and that's what we love to hear. I mean, we absolutely just love just hearing the power of God in somebody's life, and you're absolutely right. When we come to know Christ, we're infused with the Spirit. I mean, we're now one with Christ through his Spirit. And wherever Amen. We go, he's right there with us. And as the Bible says, he is our very life. And as we connect with other believers, just dynamic fellowship takes place. We don't have to force it. We don't have to formalize it. We don't have to structure it. God can order it the way he so chooses. You know, as far as churches is concerned, you know, the Bible says to don't forsake the assembling of
right.
one another. And what's the purpose of that? It's not to go and hear a pastor preach. It's to encourage and stimulate one another to good deeds, to love and good deeds.
Yeah, it's about serving one another.
That's right. And Amen. We can, and so probably the least important aspect of a church life is the sermon on Sundays.
Amen.
What's most important is when believers connect, fellowship, can share their journeys with one another, encourage one another. That's when real ministry takes place.
That's right, brother. Thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome, Don, and thanks for your great call today.
Amen.
Amen indeed.
Yes, indeed. And friends, if you have something you'd like to add to the conversation, we want you to come in and be a part of it. 1-800-677-9377.
Let's go to El Paso and talk with Manuel, listening to us on KELP. Welcome, my friend.
Hello, Pastor. How are you?
Doing fine. What's on your mind today?
I have a concern. One of my friends is, we grew up in the poor side of El Paso, south side of El Paso. He became a pastor, but a Trinity pastor. So I attended his church. I was already baptized in the name of Jesus in the Apostolic Church. And when he found out, he said that it was wrong to be baptized only in the name of Jesus. And then I asked him why. He says, well, if you go into Matthew 28, verse 19, the Lord says, go ye and therefore teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. But he doesn't mention three gods: God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So my concern is, it bothers me, and I'm afraid, did I do the right thing? Did I do the wrong thing? I leave that up to God for him to judge me. But I've been to an apostolic church, and they praise God. I mean, they worship God, and they read the Word of God, and they mention the Holy Spirit.
Well, Manuel, I think we have some great news for you today. There's nothing that you need to fear. Perfect love casts all fear, because the one who fears is fearful of punishment. And that's kind of where you are right now. You're afraid that you didn't do the baptism right, and as a result of that, punishment may be coming your way. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Well, here's the good news. Water baptism isn't a part of the salvation story.
Amen.
You don't have to be baptized in water to be saved. There is a baptism, but it's spiritual in nature, and it's something that the Holy Spirit does. And if the Holy Spirit does it, I can guarantee you it's right. He does it the right way. But Manuel, let's just kind of go back over the gospel message. God so loved you that he sent Jesus into the world. And if you believe in Jesus, you will not perish but have everlasting life. Well, what did this Jesus do for you? Well, Manuel, the first thing he did was go to a cross, and he took upon himself your sins. So you sinned. Those sins deserved to be punished, and Jesus took those sins off of you. He placed them on himself, and he took the punishment for you. So your punishment has already been handled, and Jesus Christ handled it for you. He took that for you. Then he was buried, and that was according to scriptures. That was to show that old life of yours, Manuel, is coming to an end. And then he was raised back to life by the power of God. And in that resurrection, he offers you new life. So when you come to Christ by faith, you receive new life. You're made alive together with Christ. As Jesus said, you're born again of the Spirit. And then you are baptized by the Spirit into the body of Christ. God's Spirit places you into the body of Christ. That's the spiritual baptism. So in all of those things, God is doing the work. Jesus is the one that died on the cross for you. Jesus is the one that was buried. Jesus is the one that was raised back to life. Jesus is the one who ascended into heaven. Jesus is the one who sent the Spirit to you, Manuel, to give you life and to place you into the body. All you are is the recipient of that. He's the gift giver. You're the gift receiver. So if you've received that gift, you're saved. You're saved completely.
So, Pastor, I'm sorry I had to interrupt you. So when people tell me that the Apostolic Church is a cult, I should just ignore them?
Well, Manuel, I don't know a lot of the doctrinal beliefs of the Apostolic Church. I would think that they might hold to a Jesus-only doctrine, that there is no such thing as the Trinity. There's no such thing as God the Father, God the Son, or God the Holy Spirit. It's simply Jesus. Well, I think that's a false teaching. The Word of God clearly declares the Godhead as God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, that each are, you know, they make up one singular Godhead, but manifested in three distinct persons. So if the Apostolic Church holds to kind of the Jesus-only doctrine, I think they've strayed away from the Word of God in that. And so I would, you know, that would raise a red flag for me. And so I would examine those beliefs a little more closely. They may also believe that your water baptism was significant for your salvation. They may believe that that's where, you know, you were born again, where Jesus washed away your sins through that baptism. I don't know for sure, but you may want to take a close look at that, because there is the Godhead, there is the Trinity, there is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. God sent Jesus into this world. He took upon himself our flesh and blood. He was both fully God, fully man. All praise, honor, and glory are going to go to him. But when we see the vision that John was given in Revelation, we see God the Father on the throne as Spirit, and Jesus Christ at his right hand. So we see that.
Right, Pastor, do you have any information you could send me on that kind of doctrine? Any on that church?
Well, let me put you on hold. We'll get your information. There's some other resources that I would like to send you. But let me ask you this, Manuel. Do you know for sure that you've received new life in Jesus?
Well, yes, I do, because I like to praise the Lord. I like to worship God. I like to hear the Word of God. And I know that the time is getting close when Jesus is coming back. But when I heard that that church was a cult, that it did raise up a red flag. I said, why? And then I asked the pastor, I said, why? Why is you're always against the Trinity Church? Well, they're false teachings. I said, well, there's only one name under heaven, which is Jesus Christ gave his life for us. Mm-hmm. Yes, but don't go to a Trinity Church. Stay here with us. But they only preach in Jesus. It's only Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, looking into that about Jesus only, and I think that will give you some answers of whether or not to stay in that. You know, there's lots of places that hold to that. Yeah. I don't think it's what the Bible teaches.
Right.
So, but Manuel, what my concern is not necessarily where you go to church, although that's an important thing. My concern is if you're in Christ or not, and because it's not the church that you go to that's going to get you into God's presence. That the church doesn't save. Jesus is the one that saves. And so I want to make sure that you know that you know that you know that you're in Christ.
Yes.
Okay. Well, what I'm going to do, we'll put you on hold. I'm going to send you some materials that we have, resources that will really lay out this gospel message for you, I think will be helpful, and then we'll get some information for you on that church, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Pastor. God bless.
Hey, you as well. Thanks for your call, Manuel.
Yes.
I want to remind our listeners, Bob and Richard, that if you can't get to the phone during the time that we're actually on the air live, we'll be glad to address your question by email the first chance we get, and you can find a prominent link right on our homepage at basicgospel.net. Again, basicgospel.net. Write to us, and we'll be glad to address that question. As Albert did from Coppell, Texas, he says, in Romans 2:16, the apostle writes about the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ. And he's, as he says, according to my gospel. What does Paul mean, according to my gospel? Does it mean all mankind needs to go to Paul's gospel for salvation? That's from Albert in Coppell, Texas.
Well, and the answer to that is yes. You need to go to Paul's gospel for salvation. But his gospel is the good news about Jesus. It's no different than what Jesus would have said when he looked at the people and said, all you who are weary and burdened, follow me, come to me, and I will give you rest for your souls. So that is what Paul proclaimed, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The fact that he was seen as proof of his resurrection and then his ascension into heaven. That's what the gospel message is. And Paul said, this is what God gave me to proclaim. So he gives a possessive to it and says, this is my gospel. Well, it's my gospel too, and it's your gospel, and it's anybody else's gospel. If somebody tries to come up with a different gospel, a different message,
that's a problem.
That is not the gospel. That's not good news. The folks in Galatia were trying to do that. They were coming up with some just wild blend of Judaism and Christianity and all of that. And boy, it was just putting a burden on people that they weren't able to bear. And it was locking them down in a prison. And Paul was saying, no, the gospel frees. The gospel sets us free. And that's what we've talked about in this new covenant. The new covenant is a ministry of the Spirit who gives us life, who brings righteousness, eternal glory, who gives hope, who gives freedom, and transforms us from the inside out. That's what the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ means to us in our lives.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, we're getting real close, but perhaps I would like to take an opportunity for to take one more call.
Well, let's go to Daniel in Pascagoula, Mississippi. Hi, Daniel.
Good job.
How you doing, my brothers? I see you're trying to hang in there. So much confusion out there. I find if we be simple, and I like Colossians 3:16-17. All it is be simple, follow Christ, living that grace, understand how he lives, and that'll make it easy for us. I think sometimes we get bogged down. You said to yourself, you answered the question a couple of times, we get bogged down in all the different ideas and beliefs and how the religion is supposed to be, but all we have to do is, like you said, look at the gospel.
That's exactly right, Daniel. Well, I appreciate those.
No problem, brother. Have a blessed day, y'all.
Hey, you too, Daniel. Thanks for your call.
Yeah, thanks, Daniel. And everybody who tuned in to be a part of this one, thank you for joining us. Friends, when you give to support Basic Gospel, you indeed are supporting more than just a radio program. The reason we're on the radio and the reason we provide all the other resources is to spread the word, to share the life-changing, liberating truth of the love, grace, and life of Jesus Christ as demonstrated through his death, burial, and resurrection. That is why we are on the air, and that is what you're supporting. That's what you have a part in when you give your gifts to Basic Gospel. This month, we are offering a new and exciting resource to each one of you for a gift of any amount. It's our Basic Gospel study series called The New Covenant Journey. You'll find it when you stop by to make your gift at basicgospel.net, or you can speak with our operator during Central Time office hours at 1-800-727-2828. Again, that's 800-727-2828 between 9 and 6 Central Time. The New Covenant Journey Bible Study Series for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. And as a reminder, there are many resources available to aid your understanding of the Christian life, and you can find them when you visit store.basicgospel.net. If this broadcast is proving beneficial to you, please like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Now for Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again tomorrow at the same time for another live edition of Basic Gospel.